Blog Talk yes. Radio.
We'll be right back.
be?
Yeah.
Show coming to you from the platform of the Caribbean Global Voices. That was R. Kelly and Celine Dion, I'm Your Angel. And I play that specially for my dear sister Vita, who is celebrating a birthday yesterday. And I'm sure had a great time celebrating it last night. And we are right here to celebrate with you. And to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, good morning. I am going to be your host this morning, as I ever is unavailable. And as usual, I'm hoping that I can fill the big shoes of the little man. Mertris, did you enjoy that? Good morning, Mertris. Good morning. Good morning, Iva.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Yes, did enjoy that.
Yes.
How
good morning
are you?
To all. I am well, and we're wondering how you're doing. That's
yes.
For you as well.
I'm doing well.
So
say
that
again.
That. That's
thanks.
For you as well. Hoping that you are having
thank
a
you.
Great morning. Yes. And I'm hoping that I can give you the inspiration, entertainment, and edutainment that you've been accustomed to over these past few years with the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We'd like to keep it straight. We'd like to keep it up with you. And we'd like to know why, how well we're doing it. And that's why we've got special friends, our special fans like Mortris and Ina and Donna, who tell us how to go about this. It's on them that we depend. So we love having you, and we welcome you to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. This is what we call the inspirational section. And we're hoping that with the music we have and the conversations we have, we'll hope to inspire, entertain, educate, and keep you coming back, because we love you. Now, I am not going to pretend to be the equal of what you've been accustomed to, but I'm hope I could be make it at least satisfactory. And if I don't, I know Marcus and the others would not hesitate to let me know. That's my guide. So hopefully I can bring you the show that you're accustomed to. And I feel safe making mistakes, because if I do, somebody's going to let me know and not allow me to make them again. So welcome. Share the morning with me. It's the heart of the summer. And you know it, because it's hot, it's dry, and we're waiting for the hurricane season. There are a couple of storms out there in the Caribbean someplace. I should say weather patterns, not storms yet. Tropical storm Brett is passing through. And, you know, we can anticipate the rest of the season. And we hope that it goes well for us. Just a little bit of rain, because, like I say, it's hot, it's dry. We need a little wet and cool down a little. Hot and wet is good too, but sometimes when it cools down, you know, we can enjoy that as well. And don't forget, it's the start of the greatest summer festival, beginning with the Student Kids Music Festival that ended last week. Okay, Lynette is going to tell us how well that went, and we hope it went really well. I'm understanding up to now that it went. I understand they opened up a booth to allow the, what you call it, recreational use of marijuana at the music festival. Okay. I'm wondering. That was experimental, I understand. I don't know how well it went off. Then again, Lynette is going to let us know. Then we can look forward to the rest of the summer. There's Carnival in Antigua. There's Culturama in Nevis. There's Pop Over in Barbados. There's Vinci Mars. Okay. You know the list. So we're going to celebrate all of it right here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Okay. You also know that there are going to be birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, the usual suspects. And we're right here with you. So you just call in, let us know, and we'll celebrate your birthday, your anniversary, your graduation, and whatever else this year. Whatever it takes, we're here with you. Now, let's go to thinking about what we need to inspire us. A little bit about Marley, maybe?
Maybe.
Oh,
Yes, that was Brother Bob Marley, tell us not to worry. But in the usual fashion, we're going to have a little prayer from some of our panelists, namely Sister Kathleen. Can you come on in, please?
And offer good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am well. And how are you?
Oh, doing fantastic. And another day. It's a little gloomy outside right now, but I know it's going to be better. So I'm doing fantastic. Looking forward to a great day today.
Fantastic is the buzzword. That's the inspirational word, in spite of the gloom. So
yes.
You would offer us your little prayer. Go right ahead.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Good morning, radio audience. Father God, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. For this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day to worship you in spirit and in truth. As we come before your throne this morning, we ask you to clear our hearts and minds from any obstructions to hearing your voice. We ask in Jesus' name for you to encourage, edify, and comfort us today by your words, inspirational music, exaltations, and prayer. We thank you for all your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And thank you. And we appreciate that because, you know, most of our people have the custom to invite the beginning of the day with an invocation to the guidance of the universe. Some of us call it prayer, and some of us call it something else. Meditation, maybe? Yes. So, Sister Kathleen, we thank you for that, and we hope that our listeners would remain inspired by your contribution. Thank you very much. We also have Leon online who's going to offer us his element of the prayer. Move on, Leon. Come on,
good
Leon.
Morning, Cardinal. Good morning,
good
Cardinal.
Good morning,
good morning. Good morning, Mercury. Good. And morning, Sister Kathleen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for this opportunity you have afforded us to have yet another show. We pray for host Cardinal as he substitute today for our good friend Ivor. And we also hope that the show will go on without any interruptions whatsoever. We pray especially for our friends who are struggling with ill health for many years, namely Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, Mertris and Bubsy Nisbet, Connie Whitley, Elimat, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elkamita Willett, Ralston Otto, Wentworth and Telbert Francis, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Virgil Francis' son, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray for them. We pray for the show that it will go on without any interruption whatsoever. And pray that each and everyone who will have the opportunity to hear this show this morning would be moved and inspired to make some worthful contribution. Bless host Cardinal this morning. Give him the inspiration to present yet another wonderful show. All these we ask in your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. So let it be. Thank you, Leon. And we are sure that the listening audience would deeply appreciate that, the contribution and the special prayer offered up for those who are in less fortunate positions and maybe need that special intervention. We appreciate that. We know that we can convey that to our listeners through your voice. Once again, Leon, thank you. Now, our people have a culture of thanking the heavens as the author or the architect of whatever they experience. And they consider it what is called a blessing. And some people relate to it in one way, other people relate to it in another way. But whatever it is, we are grateful for the people who can inspire us and let us know at times that even the adversities that we experience can be blessings. Sometimes it happens without even our awareness. So, and they believe that regardless of what happens, the Creator has his eyes on all of us. As this one is going to show, from the little lady out of St. Kitts, Pat Ross, you're around.
Why should I feel hurried? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is Jesus.
Donna, I see Sister Donna is in, but I'm not hearing her.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know we are doing a little bit of celebration this morning, and with special enthusiasm, We are celebrating the birthday of Sister Vita, who celebrated her birthday yesterday, and a kind of worthy milestone. I won't tell you where that milestone is, but I just know that she told me, "Well, I am right there with you." That's a milestone. So, and she's celebrating it with all the enthusiasm in the world. So good morning to you. You can say happy birthday to her right now. Even though I know you will come back later and say happy birthday again.
Happy birthday again to my sister Vita. They had a grand celebration last night.
That's what I understand.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club. Yes. Thank you. I'm going to continue with a little bit of the inspirational celebration, the side of which most people seem to accustom to. This one is a favorite of Irma over there in St. Martin. She didn't call and request it, but, you know, I'm going to lay it out for her. Good morning, Irma.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good
another beautiful presentation of inspirational music. And Sister Kathleen also has something inspirational to offer us at this time. So let me bring her in. Come on in, Sister Kathleen.
Okay. Good morning again, audience.
Good morning again.
Our inspirational thought for today comes from Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is a psalm of David. I'm going to read the whole psalm first, then focus on the meaning of the word shepherd and the responsibilities of a shepherd. So take time now to read along with me, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. First of all, in perceiving the Lord as our shepherd, let's define the word shepherd. According to the dictionary, we know a shepherd is a person who has and shows loving care for his sheep. He tends and rears sheep and gives guidance and direction in a particular direction. A shepherd goes ahead of the sheep, and the sheep follow him. The shepherd watches for enemies of the sheep. According to John 10:11, the Lord states, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives life for the sheep. As we know, sheep have a tendency to wander off. They get lost. Believers in Christ, we do the same. Isaiah 53:6 states, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But as we keep our eyes on the Lord and follow him, we are always protected and safe. Now, what are the responsibilities of a shepherd? They are to feed, protect, provide, lead, and discipline. We see these responsibilities of the Lord in what Psalm 23 says the Lord does. Let's go back to verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort. With the Lord as your shepherd, you have everything you ever need. So I leave you with this question. Is Jesus your shepherd? If so, he is your shepherd, so you shall not want. As verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, thank you for your enlightenment to our spirit this morning. We ask that you enable us to rest in your love and care for us as our shepherd. We thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Kathleen. And I'm sure, you know, those who went to school in my time would have been familiar with that writing from the writings of David, because we had to recite them in school. So Alma went to school with me, and Iva could have, you know, recited that. And I'm sure it brings memories back of our, you know, of how we were raised and advised in our time. I also want to say good morning to Dennis over there in the early stages of the California morning. He said that when Dennis comes out, listening to the show in his pajamas. So good morning, Dennis. And we're looking forward to hearing from you at some point later. Let me just continue with a little more inspirational music. In keeping with the guidance of the Good Shepherd. Let's hear Luciano.
I pray, oh Lord, to face another day.
Sister Kathleen advised us That's the host of our strength. Now, I want to invite my dear sister, Barbara, to come in and offer her contribution. That's Sister Barbara Henry. You know who that is, right? Oh, Henry. Come on in, Sister Barbara.
Good morning to you, my dear brother Cardinal. How you doing?
I am wonderful.
Good. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to say good morning. Yes. Just want to say good morning to all the listening audience from way out here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where we are. And I just want to say good morning to Sister Kathleen, Donna, Leon, Matrice, Lynette, David. Hi, David. Good morning. Okay, so I just don't want to take up much time. Just want to say good morning to you all. All right, so just want to share just a little word that really encouraged me. And after such a long time with weeks of, I wouldn't say mourning, but I would say rejoicing and going home celebration of my dear sister. I would say she was a sister. That was my sister, and I'm my brother's wife, but we were like sisters. But I just want to go ahead and just share this here, you know, with everybody, knowing that Jesus, he has never let us down. Have he ever let you down? The truth is, you know, at times it might feel like that. At times, you won't always understand why God allows tragedy and provides answers to prayer that are not what we really hope for. But that doesn't mean that Jesus is unreliable, and we can know from our personal lives that these tragedies and strikes in our lives, that, you know, where is God? Well, Jesus, he is reliable, far from it. He's always with us, and we have to know that we have his strength and his empowering spirit that enables us to go through whatever, you know, life has in store for us. So whether you're hurt today by disappointment or you're delighted in God's amazing blessing, remember that Jesus said, just as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself but must remain in the vine, so we are to remain in him that we can gain his strength and we can really get to know him. So as we seek intimacy with God each day or with Christ each day, we will see fruit in our lives and we will have the peace of God in our lives. So no matter what comes, good, bad, or ever, we have the strength of the Lord. So I just want to just encourage everybody today who's listening, so that we love you guys and we are praying for you, each and every one. And this includes Dennis there in California too. Good morning, California. Yeah. All right, so we just
Thank
want
you.
To say good morning again to everybody. Yes, Lynette in Sync is good morning. Marjorie, I haven't heard you for a little while, but you know you're always in my prayers. So. All right, Cardinal, you're doing a great job. We're right here listening in.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
Brother.
And there's Marjorie.
You're welcome. Okay.
Yes, that was Sister Barbara, who knows so very well that sometimes the experience of other people can be in the experience of one person can be an inspiration to another. And there she is, sharing her experience, her understanding, and her knowledge with us. It's the inspirational hour, and that's what we do in this time. We hope to inspire ourselves. We hope to inspire our listeners, and, you know, even those who listen to us, we hope that that inspiration would spread like the fire that it was meant to be. Here we go, Anand. So why don't I give you another little piece from Luciano? This could be inspirational as well.
Free over.
Okay, that was Luciano, and you know, I want to be grateful for all the people who make this wonderful contribution to make the show, the Inspirational Hour in particular, what it is, and that goes out to the special fans, Moitris, and who is here with us, Donna, who is here with us. Kathleen, who has claimed the Inspirational Hour as her own, Kathleen over there in St. Croix, Virgin Islands, who has claimed the Inspirational Hour as her own. And Sister Barbara and Sister Kathleen, they are all wonderful contributions to the show, and we are grateful for them. So, we want to say this.
If you give a little more than you take,
if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Our dedication to David, Donna, Mutris, Lynette, Sister Barbara, Sister Kathleen, and Sister Kathleen over there in St. Croix, Virgin Islands, for your contributions to making this show a wonderful experience that it is. We appreciate you and thank you. Okay, we step on now.
Hello, morning. Hello.
David, good morning. Yes, David, morning. Good morning. Yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, I'm bringing you in here for the
support
section.
Yeah.
Yes. Give me a break while I speak to
Kathleen can go ahead and close out in prayer.
Huh?
Okay. Okay, Father God, as we go about our day and throughout the week, we ask that you enable us to focus on your love and care for us as our shepherd. We thank you in advance for your mercies, grace, wisdom, clarity of mind, protection, health, provisions, and other blessings. Now we pray for those who might not know you as their Lord and Shepherd, that they would choose this day whom they will serve, asking God to forgive them of their sins and asking Christ into their hearts and minds so that they can receive eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Kathleen. Now, let's move on to our sports section. Introduced by morning, David.
Good morning, Cardinal.
We welcome you in.
Good morning.
With our information regarding what's happening in sports around the world. Lots of sports going on yet, particularly with respect to cricket.
Yeah, you could say.
Our favorite sport. Go on in.
You could say good morning again, good morning. First, let me say good morning to the ladies, Martrice, Lynette, Barbara. Good morning, wherever you are. Good morning to the chairman. Good morning to you, Cardinal. Ivor.
Good morning.
Leon, Dennis, Audley. Hey, good morning again. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day. Cardinal, I would say the sports would start is in a lull. Cricket is what's dominating now, whether it's the Ashes between Australia and England, the women's Ashes that is presently in place. But we'll take a lull. But I'm going to start off this morning with the NBA. You know, there's no basketball, there's no football playing right now. So they had the NBA draft this week. And who would believe that the number one pick would be a gentleman from France, 19 years old, Victor Wembanyama. He's the number one pick, was drafted by the Spurs. The Hornets got the number two pick, Brandon Miller. Number three was the Blazers, Scoot Henderson. Number four went to the Rockets, Amen Thompson. Number five went to the Pistons, Asuar Thompson. Number six went to the Magic, Anthony Black. Number seven went to the Pacers, Bilal Koulibaly. Number eight went to the Wizards, Jarace Walker. And number nine went to the Jazz, Taylor Hendricks. Number 10 to the Dallas Mavericks is Carson Wallace. Number 11 went to the Magic, Howard. Number 12 went to the Thunder, Derek Lively, the second. And number 13 went to the Raptors, Grody Dick. Number 14 was the Pelican, Jordan Arkins. Number 15 to the Hawks, Kobe Bufkin. Number 16 went to the Jazz, Kenoti George. Number 17 to the Lakers, Jalen Hood Cheferino. And number 18 went to the Heat, Jermaine Jack Kiwes. Number 19 went to the Warriors, is Brandon Podzimski. And number 20 went to the Rockets, Cam Whitmore. Number 21 went to the Nets, Noah Clowney. And number 22 went to the Nets, Derek Whitehead. Number 23 went to the Blazers, Chris Murphy. Number 24 to the Kings, Oliver Maxine Prosper. And number 25 went to the Grizzly, Marcus Schaefer. Number 26 went to the Pacers, Ben Shepherd. Number 27 went to the Hornets, Nick Smith Jr. Number 28 went to the Jazz, Bryce Cenabar. And number 29 went to the Pacers, Julian Sprofner. And number 30 went to the Clippers, Kobe Brown. That was the first round draft pick there in the NBA. As I said, there's not much happening around in sports here in America. You have baseball being played, and that's basically it. We turn to the CONCACAF Gold Cup, and that will kick off tonight with the mighty USA, as they want to claim, will be up against the land of wood and water. And we are hoping to come out in that game victorious tonight. So we'll be going all out for that thing. The CONCACAF Gold Cup is 32 years old. It was founded in 1991. So the most successful team is Mexico with 8 titles. The United States is the current champion with 7 titles. So that's just a little history of what's happening in the Gold Cup, and we have the number of teams is 16. Tonight, as I said, Jamaica, USA. That starts at 9 p.m. U.S. time or Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow, we'll have Trinidad up against St. Kitts at 3:30 p.m., Haiti against Qatar at 6 p.m., and Mexico versus Honduras at 8 p.m. And on Monday, you have El Salvador versus Martinique, and that's at 6:30. So that's Monday. Monday also at 8:30, you have Costa Rica versus Panama, Canada versus Guadeloupe. That is on Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Guatemala versus Cuba at 8:45. So when we have match day 2, which is Wednesday, we have Jamaica versus Trinidad at 7:30, St. Kitts and Nevis versus USA at 9:30. Qatar will play Honduras on Thursday at 7:45. Mexico will play Haiti at 10 p.m. And Martinique on Friday will play Panama at 6:30. El Salvador will play Costa Rica at 8:30. So that's, and then for Saturday, which is July 1st, we have Cuba versus Guadeloupe at 7:30. So we'll talk more on that. And then Canada versus Guatemala at 9:30. So we'll leave the Gold Cup at that. But at present, all eyes are down there in the West Indies, where Zimbabwe and West Indies is now engaged in the qualifiers. And as I can see here, the score at present is 189-4. Let me see what's happening here since the last time I got any update. Now, Zimbabwe batted first, they made 268 in their 50 overs, 258. With Sikandar Raza getting 68 from 58 balls, he has 6 fours and 2 sixes. Next was Ryan Burr. He got 50 from 57 balls, 5 four and a 6. And Craig Owen getting 47. And 26 went to Jolan Gumbe. And 23 went to Sean Williams. And we are continue to be plagued by drop catches because we dropped Raza when he was about, I don't even think he had gotten into double figures when we dropped him. And he went up to get on 68. The same thing, Ryan Burr was dropped and we went on to make 50. And those two gentlemen, that chance is offered Joseph when he was fired up. And Al-Zahri was looking to take wickets to keep on. So our feeling from throughout the tournament has been very, very poor. And I think if we can pick up our feeling, we will do a lot better throughout this tournament. Kim Apollo was a pick of the bowler. He bowled 10 over for 61 runs and he got 3 wickets. There were 2 wickets apiece to Joseph and Akil Hussain. Joseph had 10 overs, 2 maiden, 42 runs and he got 2 wickets. Akil Hussain bowled 8 over, 45 runs and he got 2 wickets. Akil Hussain was one of the guilty party, one of those catches on the off of Raza. West Indies presently 193 for 6 with Kyle Mears getting 66 from 72 balls. He had 8, 4, and 6. Nicholas Puran, I think he got a very, very tough decision there. He got out for 34 from 36. He has 3 4s and 2 6s. Bradson Chase is presently not out at 25. Wow, Ralph and got out. Brandon King got out for, no, Shea Hope got out for 30. Chase, I said, is 25. And Brandon King at 20. So, now, Jason Oladier on 9. And Ralph and Chase on 25, not out of the fifth. So the pick of the bowler so far is Devin Muzabani. He's at 2 for 33. And Richard Nagarava, he gets 2 for 25 from 6. So we need a further 76 from 14 overs. To take this one here, which would put us in a very good standing starting into the next round, because as you know, this point here will go over the teams that have qualified, teams that are not qualified. And so if we could go into this tournament with points ahead, then we would stand in good stead. And the qualifier that played this morning, we had Netherlands easily defeated Nepal. Nepal 167. Netherlands made 167 all out. The top score of 33 going to Roy Fadel. 27 apiece to Hotel, Kushal Botel, that 27, and Sandeep Lamichani, that is 27, 22 to Saka Bim. It seems like me, I might have just fallen. I'm listening to what's happening downstairs. I'm not hearing it up here on present on my little laptop here. My little iPod. It seems like may have fallen down there. So far, as I said. So the pick of the bowler for Netherlands was Logan van Beek. He got 4 for 24, including a main, 9.3 over, 2 wickets apiece to Gasly lead. And Vikramit Singh got 2 for 20, and lead got 2 for 31. The Netherlands batted. They made 168 for 3. 90 going to Max Dowd. 41 lead. And 30 to Singh. 168 for 3. So they easily, as I said, they easily won that game there. So Netherlands, they're qualified for the Super Six. Now, as I said, England women and Australia women is presently playing there in the Ashes, women Ashes. Now, Australia made 473 all out. 173 with 137 going to Anna Bell Sutherland, 137 out. 99 went to Elsie Perry. 61 to Tayla McGrath. 33 to Brett Mooney. 23 to Boyd Litchfield. 22 to Kim Grass. And 21 to Alana King. There were 21 extras also. So, extras went into double figures. Bowling for England. Sophie Ellen Stone getting 529. She bowled 46.2 overs. The 2 wickets apiece to Lauren Bell, 2 for 91, and 2 for Lauren Filler for 99. England, as I said, 400 for 5 with 182 knock out to Tammy Beaumont. That 182 come from 296 ball from 24 fours in that. So that's a mama batting spell. She's looking get into double figures. 78 to Nat Shira Brunt. 57 to Eden Knight. And 44 to Danny Watt. So England is looking to chase down 473 out 400 for 5. To pick up the bowler. So Australia so far is Ali Garner, 3 for 83. That match there continues, and it might end in they're in day three right now. So this match might end up in a draw there. So as I said, so far not much happening in cricket. But also before I go, Cardinal, I'd like to say to my Caribbean folks at home, we did not sustain much damage down there from that hurricane. And everyone is safe. And I also wanted to say, you know, we're in hurricane season, and this is the time for us to start our preparation for the hurricane, not wait until it hits, and then we're preparing. We need to start our prep now so we can be prepared when things. So I'm hoping everybody's safe. And like I said, I hope there's not much damage. Arnold, you may can give me some more info of what's happening down there, because I really haven't heard what has taken place in anywhere down there. So you may have a little bit more info on that there. So I guess that's going to be it for sports, Cardinal. I'm going to let you come in now and greet them in advance. You know, and we will be all here. I know we're watching the West Indies routine. The West Indies, the latest score is 203 for 6. We need another 66 runs from 12 overs. So I know there's Jason Ola, there's a cable batter, and Ralph Sanchez. That's okay. They continue to bat well. But as I said, the bowling seems to be bowling well. But the batsman, the fielder, is not supporting the bowler. And that's an era that we definitely need to get arrested and get it arrested quickly. Because when you run into teams like Sri Lanka in the other round, which they're going to play because they're going to play the team that they didn't play this round. We need to be catching and feeling a whole lot better. The corner, it's over to you, sir.
Thank you, David.
I see Ivor was talking last week about someone running AWOL. I guess he might be AWOL right now.
Not a bit. His voice has been on a little bit earlier, and we might hear from him again later today. So we got we got tabs on him. So you know, wouldn't switch far from this.
All right.
From this week, okay.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
You,
take it easy. And to the fans, until we speak again, you know, so that's it for me.
That's it. Thank you. And on behalf of the many fans of the Saturday morning entertainment show. No, I'm going to go straight ahead and greet my many fans because there's a bit of greeting that I have to complete at this time. So, you know, I'm hoping that I can get this over with. Let me go greet, first of all, greet the special fans of the Saturday morning entertainment show, starting up there in New York with Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bugs in Nisbet. Enjoying, I hope, a great summer, and particularly great because you're right here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to go over to St. Kitts, and I want to say good morning to Lynette and the fans over there, hoping that they enjoyed the music festival without mishap. Okay. We might be disappointed with that, but enjoy it nevertheless. We just had Sister Barbara and Sister Kathleen earlier telling us to be upbeat in spite of the challenges. I'm going to go on over to Nevis and say good morning to Mr. Renford Dorr and his staff there on 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. And they're looking forward to the upcoming Culturama Festival. I'm going to go on across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle over there in the UK. Hey, you can come on down and enjoy the summer festival here in the Caribbean. It's going to be great, as usual. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. I'm going to come across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat. King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is doing great. Good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her brother, Malik, and little sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go down to the Southwest Miami. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way, by way of Sandy Point. It's going great in Sandy Point, Cutner. I understand a lot of Sandy Point as well in St. Kitts for the music festival. I'm sure you'd be happy to hear that. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Barbara, and Yvette, enjoying the summer there in Georgia. What goes on in Georgia in the summer? Your leaves go back? No, not that time. Good morning to you anyway, whatever you're enjoying at this time. Here in the Caribbean, we got great sunshine. And if you want some of that, we can share it with you. But the heat, yeah, you've got some of that right now as well. I'm going to go on over to Melbourne, where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And she keeps me smiling. And I hope she keeps a great smile on her face as well. And finally, I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen over there in the VI. The Inspirational Hours favorite fan. She appointed herself as I did. So hoping that she's doing well and enjoying herself with us here on the entire Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to say good morning to my classmates with special reference to Mr. Earl Sargent, Miss Cecilia Wallace up there in New York. I wonder if she got back to me this. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to say special to all my classmates. We got a nice little chat going on here where, you know, we greet each other and we offer our comments daily. Hope they are all doing well in spite of all. And if they can get on here and listen to our show, that could be an inspiration for everything that they think is not going well. But we hope that all is going well at this time. Now, I got to make a special dedication before I get into anything else to Her Excellency, the matriarch of an entire community. And I'm talking about Mother B, Mrs. Lorraine Henry Brown, the mother matriarch of a community, not just a single family, but an entire community. Now, this is an award that is long overdue. She's a teacher, she's a mother, she's everything. So I call her Mother B for familiarity, but I would also call her Her Majesty, Her Excellency, and some other names of prestige for her contribution to a community that she lent her skill, special skill. And I got to tell you about this, a special skill. Years later, when I heard about this program that was called Hooked on Phonics and was sold for millions of dollars, all I had to say to myself, Mother B perfected that years before. So when she is awarded the Companion Star of Merit at the Medal of Honor this year on June 21st, 2023, as the Federation of St. Kitts Nevis awarded her for her contributions to building a nation. What else can we call her but Queen Mother? Mrs. Lorraine Henry Brown. And we are going to celebrate her with passion. I thank you, and I hope you can celebrate her with me. Again, I got to stop a little and say thank you. For me, on my own behalf, and behalf of the rest of my community in St. Kitts and Nevis, and to those who share that experience with me, and are at this time all over the world. I hope that we have embraced the spirit with which Mother B has endowed us. You know, there is no accolade too great for me to shower on such a wonderful woman. And I thank the heavens, I thank the universe for her presence. Here's an old
around me. Every time you wrap
Have I shown you what I'm feeling when I hold you? It feels like heaven, heaven. I'm going to say good morning and happy birthday to the rest of the people who are celebrating today. Here are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, June 24th, 2023, the 175th day. In England, out of England, Stuart Broad, Darren Bicknell, Brian Johnson, a commentator. Of our fame. Out of Australia, Graham McKenzie, Avril Faye, David Orchard, an umpire. Out of the West Indies, Brendan Parchment. Out of Jamaica, out of South Africa, Vernon Philander. Out of the Netherlands, Bridget Vigers, a female cricketer. And out of Zimbabwe, Doug Murillo. Out of Estonia, Mirali Obili. Out of Scotland, David Murphy. Out of Jersey, Jake Dunford. And today is the wedding anniversary of Sister Rennie and Zastro. Good morning to you. Today is also the birthday of Lionel Messi, Argentine soccer player and superstar. George Pataki, the former governor of New York. Jack Dempsey, a former world heavyweight boxing champion. Actress Beanie Feldstein, actor, director George Sanford Brown. He's 80. Oh, man. Brown shoes and 10 speed. Okay. Rock musician Jeff Beck, he's 79. Michael Newdow. That's the attorney who sued to remove Ngali Trust from the United States currency. Solange Knowles, the American songwriter and model and actress, the sister of the famous Beyonce. American actress and comedian director Mindy Kaling. Actor Joe Penny from Jake and the Fat Man. He's 67. Actress Candice Patton. Billy Casper, a three-time major champion. English musician and drummer from Fleetwood Mac. Mick Fleetwood, he's 76. British radio and DJ David Rodigan. Tommy Lister, movie actor. He died a couple of weeks ago. Used to remember from the movie Friday, he was Debo. Robert Downey Jr., a movie director. Actress Daniel Spencer from What's Happening Now. Roy Disney, the older brother and co-founder of Disney World with his brother Walt Disney. In 1374, there was a sudden breakout of St. John's dance causing people in the streets of Aachen, Germany to experience hallucinations and they begin to jump and twitch uncontrollably
until they collapse from exhaustion. And some people call that feeling the Holy Spirit. They're calling it here St. John's Dance. Eton College was founded in 1441 in England by Henry VI, another Henry. In 1527, Paracelsus publicly burns standard medical textbook at the University of Basel as a protest against the current teaching and practice of medicine. Madness. In 1692, in Kingston, Jamaica, was founded after Port Royal was destroyed by an earthquake and tidal wave. In 1853, the U.S. President Franklin Pierce signed the Gadsden Purchase, buying 26,670 square miles of territory from Mexico. It wasn't a really purchase, so that's a kind of inaccurate, for $10 million. That place is now called Southern Arizona and New Mexico. Now, my understanding is that they didn't purchase it. They stole it. They stole it by war. The Target Corporation is founded in 1902 by a businessman by the name of George Nathan in Minneapolis. In 1917, Canadian actress and Mary Pickford becomes the first female film star to get a $1 million contract. In 1936, Mary McLeod Bethune was named director of the Negro Affairs in National Youth Administration. In 1941, the entire Jewish male population of Kozidi, Lithuania, was exterminated by Adolf Hitler. Also in 1941, the Soviet Union begins the West Berlin blockade by stopping access by road, rail, and water. That was in the midst of what was called the Second World War. In 1957, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that obscenity is not protected by the First Amendment in a case called Roth versus the United States. You can say what you want, but obscenity is not. Later, it's reversed, and he said, well, you can't really define what obscenity is. In 1960, Patrice Lumumba, as the head of the MNC party, forms a government in the Congo to become the independent Congo's first prime minister. In 1968, Australia was all out for 78 versus England at Lord's. In 1968, Resurrection City in Washington, D.C. closed permanently. In 1981, for U.S. eyes only, James Bond film starring Roger Moore is directed by John Glenn and premieres in London. In 1982, the U.S. Supreme Court rules presidents can't be sued for actions while they are in office. In 1986, in the British Foreign Office, Minister Linda Chaka meets Oliver Tambo, the president of the African National Congress, to discuss the means of ending apartheid without violence. In 1987, American actor and comedian Jackie Gleason dies of colon cancer at the age of 71. In 1999, at Christie's Auction House in New York, conducts a sale of Clapton's guitars to benefit Crossroads Center Antigua, a drug and alcohol residential rehabilitation facility co-founded in 1997, and raised nearly $4.5 million. In 2010, in the longest match in tennis history, American John Isner, a lot of us remember that, defeated Nicolas Mahou of France at the Wimbledon after 11 hours, 5 minutes of play over a three-day period. That was almost like a cricket match. In 2014, American actor Eli Wallach of the Magnificent Seven dies at 98. In 2020, the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announces people arriving from 9 states hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic will have to isolate for 2 weeks. And in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, making it no longer a federal law, but turning it back to the states to decide who can have abortions. That's your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, June 24th, 2023. Now, we want to convey our assistance to the ladies of Antigua and Barbuda Care. I wonder if Dennis is available. Let me check.
I'm here.
Okay. Dennis is in. Dennis, you want to put a word in for the people, for the young ladies of Antigua and Barbuda Care? Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning to all our listeners and panelists. Debbie and Dawn have been with this radio program for many months. They have a mission. Together with the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charity Group, their mission is to help those in need. Debbie and Dawn have not been able to join us due to circumstances outside of their control. Nevertheless, the goal that is the charity group's goal that they support is still very much in need of your assistance. There are many of our fellow citizens and families who would welcome your reaching out to help. Help with and by any means that you can. By helping with food, clothing, materials, school supplies, and donations of money, even your time will go a long way to help. We are encouraging our listeners to contact Debbie at email Debbie Campbell, that's D-E-B-B-Y, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, N-Y-C, @AOL.com. Once again, that's Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, NYC @AOL.com, and the telephone 1-845-820-6598. That's 845-820-6598. Or you may reach Dawn. Email is Kirton, that's KIRTON 697 @gmail.com. Once again, that's Kirton, KIRTON 697 @gmail.com, or telephone 785-554-5628, 785-554-5628, or 1-913-283-9741. That's 913-283-9741. We strongly encourage you from Caribbean Global Voice to take heart, take heed, assist where you can, in any way you can, as much as you can. And we look forward to your contributions to the Antigua and Barbuda Care. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. And we appreciate you for, you know, entering on behalf of the Antigua Care Group. Like you said, we understand they have a mammoth task ahead of them, and they dedicated themselves to that task without any thought of how they were going to be compensated, because their compensation is the reward that they get from doing something for someone else. In their words, in the words of Michael Jackson, in the effort to heal the world.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world,
make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
You and for me and the entire.
and we invite you to assist Dawn and Debbie in their efforts, like you say, to heal the world. Now, before we get to further, let me bring Donna in. Donna, I'm sure that there is something that Donna might want to share with us at this time. Donna, you're listening? Okay. She might be.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Listen,
I know that. Oh, okay. Well, maybe you can tell us.
Listen, is about to go down.
Ah. Well, Steve is about to go down. Okay, well, maybe you can tell us about the going down later. But for now, I'm sure you want to say a few words to offer any other...
Big congratulations to two of my family members. First of all, Vita on her milestone birthday. And then my mom on her award from the St. Louis Navy government, getting the Certificate of the Star of Merit.
It's long overdue.
I would also like to send anniversary greetings to my sister Rennie and her husband, Zasho. So that's three things happening this week for me and my family.
Okay. Happening for everyone.
Yes.
Anyone else want to send greetings? Pop on in right now. Pop your hand up. Oh, just...
And well, belated birthday to Martis as well.
Yeah, we talk about that, but Martis does not. We talk about that, and we only say that Martis doesn't celebrate birthdays. So we just appreciate the fact that the universe, we celebrate her presence on this earth as offered by the universe. Did I say that right, Martis?
Yeah,
so she doesn't celebrate birthday, but she appreciates it. She appreciates it anyway. Anybody else? Okay.
Hey, Mr. C.
Yes.
I'd just like to say good morning to all. I just have a little short time, so I'm just going to say good morning to one and all, the staff right there and all the fans. I hope they're having a splendid morning. We're having a bleak day today, so we're going to have scattered rains all through the day. So that's a good thing because we're getting bad showers as in the Caribbean, you know. So we're great. Do you know who the hurricane is doing down there?
If what? I didn't get the question.
Do you know how the hurricane is doing in the Caribbean?
I don't have any specific updates except that it was moving south of our area. I'm not sure. I know that yesterday in Barbados was experiencing some gusty winds and high tides. You know, waves crashing into the harbor and stuff like that. But I have no specific information as to, you know, what's going on with the storm. And there are a couple of other storms that have been, I should say, a few other weather patterns that have been developed in the Atlantic. I think there were three or four others. But beyond that, as to any specific kind of damage or to any territory, I'm not able to say. Okay.
For that.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm here, but I have to leave because I have other things I have to do, which is very important. I'll be in the background.
All right. And we appreciate the fact that you've been spending the morning with us, and we hope that we have offered you something that would brighten your day.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
You did. Thank you. Okay, have a good show.
Thank you. We will try.
Hello to everyone. Even though I'm saying hello, just so you know, because I'm talking.
Okay. We will do. Donna, it seems as though Dennis has dropped. I was going to go back to Dennis so he can tell us what's going on with the West Indies over there in Zimbabwe. You just indicated to us that they are heading towards defeat. They are hurtling towards defeat. So, could you tell us the rest of the story, Donna? Oh, Donna probably gone back to listening again. So she's not hearing us. Anyways, before we pick up with Donna.
Yeah, the ball lost up to 33.
There you go. So they have.
I was looking at it. The last wicket just fell.
They have actually crashed into defeat.
Yeah, they've lost to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, is this their first loss for the?
Yeah, the first loss.
Okay, so they're not too far out then. They're gonna make it to the next round.
They're through to the qualifying round.
Okay.
But they right now they're taking no points to them. They only have Netherlands. So see if they make any points off Netherlands.
Okay. All right.
So Zimbabwe beat West Indies by 35 runs.
We just wish them for the best. That's why they're among the minnows. We just wish. Hope for the best.
And it seems like this boy, he can't let me feel.
Who?
Oh, my goodness.
Which one? Shai Hope?
No, Shai Hope, not out long time. What's his name there? Adrian.
Oh, okay.
Adrian, he just get up now after he done out about 2 minutes.
Oh, he can't leave the field after he got out.
Yeah.
Oh, he
come about 2 minutes, look like he's crying.
He want to turn back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Oh, poor fella. It happens. Chalk this up as something that you could learn from and get the next one. That's how we play the game.
And then they say earlier they drop about 5 catches. So.
Yeah. Now, I usually have a commentary at this time, but I'm going to leave that space open for that commentary space, and I'm going to offer it to a young law school graduate of the University of City University of New York, who is at this time causing a great deal of uproar. Her name, Fatima Musa Mohammed. She was born in Yemen, raised in New York, and was chosen by the class, her law class of 2023, to give the commencement speech on behalf of her graduating class. Now, what she had to say has thrown people into a lot of uproar, consternation. So, but before I could tell you what Ms. Mohammed says, take a few minutes to listen to her and make your own judgment. And then we can talk about it afterwards. Take a listen.
So I start by asking you to join me in welcoming Fatima Mohammed, elected by the graduating full-time City Council cohort, to offer remarks.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Dean Seti, for that introduction. I want to start by greeting you all with the greeting I know best. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace and blessings be upon you all. My name is Fatma Musa Muhammad, and I come to you all from the rich soil of Yemen, raised by the humble streets of Queens. It is my honor, and I'm humbled, to be standing before you all as a selected class speaker, daytime speaker, of the class of 2023. To all our loved ones, our parents, grandparents, siblings, partners, and friends, our comrades, aunts and uncles, and all the little kids in the crowd, those who made it and those who couldn't, we wouldn't be here without you. Thank you for your unwavering love. My mom's crying, so that means I have to start. Thank you for your unwavering love and support. This celebration is yours. This is a moment for those who paved the way for us to be here, those who wiped down our tears, those who are waiting ahead, and to those we now must open the doors. And now to the graduating class of 2023. Before I begin, I want to tell you all that my grandparents are in Yemen right now, and they assured me that there are fireworks lighting up the city of Aden in celebration of all of us. So just know that oceans away, there's a whole city on the other end of the earth, it feels like, celebrating you all. To the class of 2023, the moment we have all been waiting for is finally here. The class that began this journey during a season of grief, a season where ambulance trucks were the only noise in town and our neighborhoods became sort of ghost towns, where we watched our immigrant parents keep the city on its feet as they saw bodies packed into refrigerated morgue trucks. The class that saw nothing but black Zoom square boxes for the first 2 years, there's a lot I can say about the loss and the pain we've all endured over the last 3 years, but I am reminded of Frantz Fanon's words. Things get bad for all of us, almost continually, and what we do under the constant stress reveals who and what we are. And so I'm here to celebrate who and what we are, who you are. Like many of you, I chose CUNY School of Law for its articulated mission to be law in the service of human needs. One of very few legal institutions created to recognize that the law is a manifestation of white supremacy that continues to oppress and suppress people in this nation and around the world. We joined this institution. We joined this institution to be equipped with the necessary legal skills to protect our communities, to protect the organizers fighting endlessly day in and out with no accolades, no cameras, no votes, no PhD grants, working to lift the facade of legal neutrality and confront the systems of oppression that wreak violence on them. Systems of oppression created to feed an empire with a ravenous appetite for destruction and violence. Institutions created to intimidate, bully, and censor and stifle the voices of those who resist. In this moment, of celebrating who we are, I want to celebrate CUNY Law as one of the few, if not the only law school, to make a public statement defending the right of its students to organize and speak out against Israeli settler colonialism. That this is the law school that passed and endorsed BDS on a student and faculty level, recognizing that absent a critical imperialism settler colonialism lens, our work and this school's mission statement is void of value. That as Israel continues to indiscriminately rain bullets and bombs on worshipers, murdering the old, the young, attacking even funerals and graveyards as it encourages lynch mobs to target Palestinian homes and businesses as it imprisons its children, as it continues its project of settler colonialism, expelling Palestinians from their homes, carrying the ongoing Nakba, that our silence is no longer acceptable. We are the student body and faculty that fought back when investor-focused admin attempted to cross the BDS picket line, saying loud and clear that Palestine can no longer be the exception to our pursuit of justice, that our morality will not be purchased by investors. We are the class that fought for incarcerated clients and zealously filed for their clemency applications with nearly zero institutional support. We are the class that fought for clients to get asylum, that went to court to reunite families torn apart by ACS and the family surveillance. We are the class that organized against using Lexis, a legal research company contracted with ICE. And we did all of this in spite of the racism, in spite of the selective activism, the self-serving interests of CUNY Central, an institution that continues to fail us, that continues to train and cooperate with the fascist NYPD, the military, that continues to train IDF soldiers to carry out that same violence globally, a larger institution committed to its donors, not to its students. I am here to remind us all that our existence on its own today in this room is revolutionary, that as we embark on our legal careers, we must practice a discipline of truth and courage and hold ourselves true to the mission statement we came to this school for. So today I celebrate the courage and bravery that got us here, and I celebrate every moment of resilience that sets us apart as the number one leading public interest school in this nation. I see before my eyes brilliant future public defenders. I see brilliant immigration attorneys, housing attorneys, business attorneys, civil rights attorneys, and movement lawyers. I see professors and librarians. I see before me future practitioners who will work on contracts to end partnerships with ICE and not intellectual property contracts to secure designs for the newest drone technology murdering children. I see future lawyers who will defend tenants in court and not those that dispossess our communities from their homes. I see future attorneys who will protect the communities terrorized by the surveillance state and not protect the agents of oppression that carry out that terror. Future lawyers who will fight to keep families together and not tear them apart. I see future lawyers who will work to make this world a better place, one person, one movement at a time. I see a class to be rejoiced, a class to be celebrated, a class to be remembered today and in the years ahead. And as we celebrate who we are today, let us actively fight against the collective amnesia and cognitive dissonance that limits our understanding of the world to what is only directly before our eyes. Let us remember that Gaza just this week has been bombed with the world watching. That daily, brown and black men are being murdered by the state at Rikers. That there are Palestinian political prisoners like HLF in U.S. prisons, that there are refugees at the southern border still locked up, that yesterday marked 1 year since the murder of U.S. journalist Shirin Abu Akleh, and that the murder of black men like Jordan Neely by a white man on the MTA is dignified by politicians like Eric Adams and Senator Chuck Schumer. We leave our classes and we leave the school to a world that so desperately needs us to stand alongside those who have given up for the sake of liberation far more than we could imagine. So may the joy and excitement that fills the auditorium here, may the rage that fills this auditorium dance in the hallways of our elementary schools. In our home villages of Sheikh Jarrah, Aden, Yemen, Haiti, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines, may it be rejoiced in the corners of our New York City bedroom apartments and dining tables. May it be the fuel for the fight against capitalism, racism, imperialism, and Zionism around the world. No one person will save the world. No single movement will liberate the masses. Those who brunt the ferocity of the violence, those who carry the revolution, the people, the masses, those who brunt the ferocity of the violence, those who need our protection, they will carry this revolution. The revolution that lived so loudly despite not being televised. No longer are we going to capitulate to oppressors. No longer are we going to put our hope in their depraved consciousness. And as the great Malcolm X said, we declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary. So one client at a time, one case at a time, one hearing at a time, we will show up for our communities. We will show up for ourselves. And we will protect the fight that brings us all closer to the fall of all oppressive institutions, a reality that is only myopic and unrealistic to the oppressors, but is the inevitable future for the oppressed, for oppressed people everywhere, for greater empires of destruction have fallen before, and so will we. So to the class of 2023, the fight begins now.
That was Fatima Musa Mohammed delivering her commencement speech at City University of New York Law School on May 12th, 2023. Now, as a result of that speech, there has been a reaction, a very vicious reaction. Ms. Mohammed has received death threats. There have been calls for her not to be allowed to be admitted to a bar so that she can practice her profession as an attorney. There have even been calls for the accreditation of the university that trained her to be a lawyer to be withdrawn. That's how serious it gets. City University of New York is a collection of universities that has been in existence for some time now. The accreditation is based on their capacity to deliver what is considered to be worthy to be called an education. And people are calling for their accreditation to be withdrawn. Now, what I want to ask my listeners, and for anyone who wants to participate in this conversation, is the first question I would want to ask is, did you hear Ms. Mohammed say anything that was inappropriate? Let me use that term. Donna, I can still see that you're in, so let me start with you.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
So from what I heard, no, I didn't hear anything. She's just speaking her heart out on issues of Well, let's say, wait.
Yeah. But then why are people so angry? But then why are people so angry?
I didn't hear like any, a tone of voice was very, very, very ordinary. I didn't hear any rather loud expression. She was just as peaceful as ever, so which means she's just saying it from her heart.
But then why are people so angry that they're calling her, they're saying that she is inciting violence. She is, that it's hate speech. And that this, the university
I didn't see that.
Should be,
I didn't hear
the university,
that.
The university should be sanctioned for allowing her to make that speech. I mean, why are they so angry? Why do they even get to the point that they think that the accreditation of the university should be withdrawn?
No, because you know these things often happen once you try to silence. She's a black person, right?
Yeah, she's from Yemen.
Yemen, right? Yes. So that's what I'm assuming.
And she's a Muslim. So, and you know, at this point, Yemen is under attack. The people of Yemen are under attack by Saudi Arabia, and they are using weapons provided to them by the United States.
So, here goes.
Now,
I guess it's just the USA people have this feeling.
Well, that's where she delivered her speech. I'm sure that...
Yeah,
which means that she's
fearless. That's how she feels. That's how she's going to talk. And wasn't she nominated to be the person to give the speech?
Yes, she was nominated by her class.
Yes,
and as you listen to the speech, you will realize that her class is cheering her.
He's cheering her on, yeah. So they appreciate whatever she said.
So... You know, that...
But, you know, there's a saying, I mean, the truth hurts, so maybe that's why.
Okay. Truth hurts. The truth only hurts those people who want to suppress its expression.
Suppress others, right.
Right. So, here is this young lady saying, look, we as lawyers, and I say this to people all the time, lawyers are not people who, by their profession, seek to do anything different. Lawyers are trained to maintain the status quo, keep things as they are. That's how lawyers are trained to operate. So I'm suggesting that these people are so angry because here is this young lady saying, look, we are going to be a group of lawyers created this day who are not going to take it anymore. We are not going to be lawyers who are preserving the status quo. We're going to challenge this system of oppression. And notice, she specifically mentioned Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, and Chuck Schumer, the U.S. senator from New York, and say, look, these guys dignified the murder of Jordan Neely on the subway. So she is seen now as a person who is bringing people's awareness to the cause of the destitution of our society and who's behind it. So that frightens a lot of people. So rather than confronting the truth and say, look, yeah, she's right, they're saying she herself should be killed. They're saying she should not be allowed to practice law. They're saying that the university who trained her should be punished. Now, do we understand from this that the fact that we have this backlash against the young lady, and I'm really proud of her, you know. I personally, I am proud of her. And I would like to, if there's anybody who is on here who heard her say anything that they thought was inappropriate, that shouldn't be said, that shouldn't be said in the way it was said, that shouldn't be said as part of a commencement speech. Because, you know, commencement speeches are usually, this is out of the norm. Commencement usually, youth speeches are usually patronizing. And she did not come out that way this time. So the people who saw this did not like the change. So they're going to have all kind of reasons why she shouldn't be talking about oppression and why she should be killed and why she should not be allowed to practice law. Because they see her as a threat to the status quo, and particular people who think they are beneficiaries of the status quo. So, but I'm really proud of the way that this young lady, I like to see when young people deliver themselves in this way. Because you know something? I think we, in our generation, kind of dropped the ball. One guy even said that she's an idiot. And she should not be allowed to be an idiot. But then he made the comparison say, but he was an idiot when he was a student. So even if she's an idiot, she shouldn't be allowed to be an idiot. I don't know. Some of these guys make these self-contradictory statements and still think that they should be heard. And they get to be heard. Now, when I was growing up, it was the students that were making those statements. It was the students like Stokely Carmichael out of Trinidad and Tobago, migrants to the United States, who formed the organization called SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Stokely Carmichael. It was the students like Huey Newton who were challenging the oppression. It was the students like out of the Caribbean, the students like Maurice Bishop. It was the students like Walter Rodney, you know, and I can, like Rosie Douglas. It was the students who were challenging this thing. Now, after that period, students got quiet and things went back to the old norm of people being oppressed and exploited. Now you hear a student now, you know, saying the same thing. Let's get back to business of challenging the system of oppression. It was the student who was shut down at Kent State University in 1969, I'm not sure of the year, as they protested against the Vietnam War, marching to the rhythm and theme of John Lennon's "All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance." And now, that student voice was silenced. Now we have student voice rising from the ashes of that devastation, and people are terrified. Well, you know, I look forward to the practice of that young group of lawyers, and I hope to see their work show itself in the near future. And for Miss Mohammed, let me say this. No apology.
I am Nelson Mandela, freedom fighter, liberator of my people in South Africa. Then so be it, Mr. Copper. I owe no apology. Interviewing Nelson Mandela on a TV show. Ted Koppel was the interviewer. I want you to know. He wanted Mandela to condemn Muammar Gaddafi, Fidel Castro.
Troya Sarafat, right there on TV. Mandela said these people helped me when apartheid was on the rise. I get with them out of necessity, so I do not apologize. You're here, though it pleased me to see the people suffering, but chains of bondage have been placed on my head to impede my progress. Thorns and thistles have been laid on my head to curtail my rest. I've been tortured and suffered immensely. They isolate me, incarcerate me, still in spite of their barbarous cruelty. I will never apologize for my identity. Coming color,
it is part of me.
I'm wearing it bravely with honor,
pride and dignity.
How can I say sorry for a birthright made proud by my forefathers? A skin that bends with the darkness of night yet distinguishes me from others. There were times I knew because of it, tears of sorrow had filled my eyes. But the Lord made me free in spirit, and I do not apologize.
You're here.
Scratch your head and continue complaining that
chains of bondage have been placed on my head
to impede my progress. And then he said,
thorns and thistles have been laid on my head
to curtail my rest. They subject me to gross inhumanity,
brutality, hostility.
But no matter how rough their tactics be,
I will never apologize for my identity.
Personally,
I have done no wrong,
and what I have endured physically
have made me more strong.
How could I be ashamed of a mind that refuses to be twisted? A heart as warm as the morning sunshine, a character so gifted with its trials and tribulations. I am fulfilling destiny in my quest for emancipation. I owe no apology.
You hear?
Sit down, Davey. Joke I'm making.
Chains of bondage have been placed on my head
to impede my progress. And then he said,
thorns and thistles have been laid on my head
to curtail my rest. I've had my share of pain and misery.
It was ghastly, downright nasty.
They try hard, but they fail miserably.
Cause I never apologize for my identity.
For me culture,
for it suits me fine.
The folklore of all my ancestors
makes me feel sublime.
I am not repentant for a music that expresses how I feel. These sweet melodies come from deep in my soul, enriching all my ideals. You say the rhythm does give me courage, and the lyrics does make me wise. So in spite of all the advantage, I do not apologize.
You hear?
Though it grieves me to see the people suffering, but
chains of bondage have been placed on my head
to impede my progress.
till my rest. Their exercise is worrying futility.
That's when they gave me psychotherapy.
But they surrendered while I'm shouting victory.
Cause I never apologize for my identity.
And that's the way it is. Have I paralyzed you, Mr. Couple?
Okay, that was the Mighty Sparrow referencing the posture of the late Nelson Mandela informing the world and Mr. Ted Koppel, I'm not going to apologize for who I am. That's the kind of voice that we want to hear from the youngsters. Anybody want to make a comment on any further comment on what Miss Musa Mohammed, Fatima Musa Mohammed has to say and why the whole world is erupting, is trying to erupt in her face? You can come on in and make any comment you wish at this time. Matt, let's talk about something from Mali. In keeping with that theme.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. One more time. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Stand up for your right. You get up, you stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. You get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. You get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. 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 No. Don't give up the fight. Sick and tired of your hissing, kissing, trying to go to heaven in a hissing, kissing. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Now you see the light. Stand up for your right.
I believe in the power of love.
I can't.
Yeah, we stand up for rights, and then a little bit of Luther Vandross. We do it with love, power. I want to spend a little time and give something to Michelle over there in the UK. Michelle always wants to hear a calypso of this kind. So, Michelle, here, take this one and dance. I hope you dance.
Oh gosh, I'm in the air, the pressing up of the air, I'm flexing. I'm in the air.
Oh,
Yes, Michelle, we hope that you enjoyed that one. You know, we know that you have a favor to Calypso. So, as one of our special guests, we offer you that one. Now, I got to say, we're getting close to the end of our show this morning, but I got to repeat and say congratulations to a lot of people. First of all, on the list, Mother B, the nation's majesty, the nation's matriarch, Her Excellency. Long may she live. And, you know, as I said, that award is long overdue. I mean, she was my teacher in kindergarten, and I clearly remembered how she embraced, I mean, she had something like 40 or 50 something children in her, under her control. And I clearly remembered how she embraced each of us, took us under her arm, taught us to write, you know, to form letters and words and things of that nature, taught us to the sound of letters. I mean, you could read if you spend a week, by the end of the week, if you spend a week with Mother B, you could read by the end of that week. Now, there are people with learning problems, and she dealt with that too. So, the sound, even the sound of education builds a nation, and that's what she did. So, congratulations. And I would have said my accolades before that, but I'm happy that the nation is recognizing the enormous wealth that it garnered just from your presence. So congratulations, Mother B, and to those of us who have been in her care at some point or other in her life. I also want to say congratulations to my dear sister Vita, who's celebrating her milestone birthday yesterday. To Renee and Zastro, your anniversary. And I'm hoping that you're enjoying that as well. And to all my friends, fans, supporters who are celebrating something today or tomorrow or yesterday or next week, do it with zeal. But let me say this to the people I consider to be my protectors. Thank you.
Cardinal, I just want to take the opportunity to offer Mother B congratulations. I've never met her in person, but I have spoken to her several times years ago. And from what I learned, she has been one who this award is well-deserving and timely. Because many times we have been given awards when we are passed, but she has gotten it and can enjoy it. So I just want to just take this opportunity to offer my congratulations to her. And on behalf of the cricket show as well, we just want to take time out because she was there with us in onset, and we are grateful for her presence. And we just hope that she will live many more years to enjoy this honor. So that's my take.
Okay, thank you, Leon. And I offer my thanks to you on behalf of Mother B. Could you tell us, give us your goodbyes? You're coming to the end of our show, and let's know what the cricket show is on for tomorrow.
Oh, yes, it was a wonderful show. I left a little bit, but I had to come back. It was a wonderful show as usual. So Ivers got to watch himself, you know, because you're not only filled a little fuse, but you've also made the fans enjoy every moment of the day. Congratulations. And you all, I want to say thanks for the opportunity to come on in and offer my bit. And wish everyone well, and hope to see them on the radio next week. God's willing.
Thank you. I guess I'll send everyone home. We're hoping that we have a show that you can enjoy. You're coming to the end of it. And like I say, we're here today. We'll be happy to be here tomorrow, but definitely we'll be here next Saturday to bring you the best of what the Saturday meant. Center the Entertainment Show can offer. And I'll be right here with you. Even if it's not always been, I'll be right here with you because we love to have you with us on a Saturday morning. That said, it's that time again. So until next week, stay on and we'll be here to share another moment with you next Saturday morning for another show. Until then, so long.